This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Steph, leave me alone this summer.
The chef? What's he doing?
I don't need to be hearing from him.
He's not golfing.
No, he's fishing.
Is he?
Going fishing.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give you a three. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Payday Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
For some.
Long weekend, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, we got an upset coming later today. Dibley here.
Oh, with no stretch.
Usually takes that stretch four.
Yeah, I love it. And we have some IQ questions for
we
me.
We do.
Did you get a lot bombarded or not a lot?
About 8 to 10.
All right, that's
I'll do it again. Yeah. You know,
I'm not going to do the whole test because then there's no way I could win.
Yeah, Guru.
143.
Guru's got 143 IQ. If you want to ask him a question today, you can submit it. At matt.steinmetz@odyssey.com. We got a bunch yesterday. Maybe some more trickle in today. You got a question for Guru. He's going to prove to you how smart
and
he is.
And if I miss two, you didn't get it. You didn't get it, but go ahead.
All right, so here we go.
You like this topic.
If people are saying, I haven't heard it. And I purposely waited to hear it. Because I want to do this in real time. So I'm going to be listening to it for the first time, and I'm going to be taking notes, and in about 10 minutes, I'll give you the official take on where we're at with Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. All right, here we go. After today, maybe we put it to bed until he gets signed or traded.
Gotcha.
Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibs on Jonathan Kuminga. I can't wait to hear this.
I wanted to ask you this because when you said that you know you guys have been trying to kind of hammer home the way that you want him to play, it felt to me like you were at least insinuating that you know you guys want him to play one way and maybe he doesn't. But I don't want to put words in the mouth. You tell me. Is there a bit of a disagreement between the staff and Jonathan in terms of how he should be playing?
I don't think there's a disagreement. I think that there is a different view, from his perspective and what he's comfortable doing. He's obviously a natural scorer. You saw that in the Minnesota series when he got his opportunity. He scored really well, and that's what he's most comfortable doing. But with our team and the way we're built and with Steph and Jimmy, you know, they're going to dominate the ball. What we need from that spot is rebounding. And, we need the passing, the connection. And, yes, we need the scoring, but it has to come within the context of, you know, what we're really good at and what we're really great at for the last 2 months. you know, with Jimmy and Steph. So I think, you know, I said it to Tim yesterday. I mean, young players take some time to sometimes to figure out, you know, who they are and what kind of player they are and what their role is. And it's not always easy. And he, as I said, JK's 22. And I think there's plenty of growth ahead, but it's never an easy road when you're sort of going down a path like this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to come out of that conversation for a lot of people and wonder if this is a can't do it or a won't do it kind of a conversation. In other words, these things you're asking him to do, you believe he's capable of doing them, right?
I do, but it's, you know, we're you go down the path and you try to get, you know, kind of habits that are built, and you know you want them to be consistent, and so you know in year four you would hope that those things are coming, and I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, you know, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year. But the way the team is built, you know, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games, and so you know the fit with Jonathan. And I've been very open with him about this as well. The fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot, you know. So it's you throw all that stuff together, and as a coach, you just say, all right, what's the best way for us to win? How does the puzzle fit together? And that's why we ended up kind of in the situation we did, where he fell out of the loop a little bit. And, you know, not his fault, but, you know, again, young player, we're trying to win, and we went down the path we felt gave us the best chance to do that.
You made a great comp to Aaron Gordon on the TK pod, and we were playing that sound before, and you even mentioned that Aaron Gordon had to go elsewhere to kind of start to figure it out. Do you think that Jonathan Kuminga could develop into doing the things that you need him to do here in Golden State over the course of the offseason and, you know, coming back with the veteran core, or will he have to try and find this sort of role elsewhere?
Well, I mean, he's definitely capable of doing that here, and that's obviously what we're going to be focused on, you know, as a coaching staff. JK told me he's going to be around here a lot more this summer. He hasn't been around our facility much the last couple summers, but he's got a couple of young girls. He's much more settled down now, wants to be in one place. And so he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him and try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays, for him to help us win. You know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
That's an interesting conversation it sounds like you guys have, because, Steve, if we had a nickel for every time a listener called us and said, boy, JK must want out of here. Like, did you take for – does JK, you think, does he want to stay a Warrior?
I think the number one thing is that JK and I have a very good relationship. We talk all the time. We like each other. This is all just basketball. This is not a case of JK coming in saying, hey, I got to get out of here. I want this. I want that. This is just trying to make this fit and trying to make this work. But every player, every young player, even the older guys, like they want to fit in well with what's happening. And so I think there's got to be part of JK that thinks about going elsewhere. And, you know, would he get more of an opportunity? And those are all very normal human emotions to think about.
You've talked a lot about, you know, JK not necessarily fitting with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond all in the court at the same time. Is that fit something that can be developed and nurtured now that you're going to have theoretically all four guys in a training camp and leading into a season?
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, you know, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured. And we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
All righty, that was Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. 7 minutes on what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga and the Golden State Warriors. And I'll just start with you, Goo. And by the way, 888-957-9570 is the number because there's a lot to get into here. What'd you think? What's your takeaway?
One big takeaway is I appreciate Coach Kerr keeping it real, Stani. There is no bad blood, it sounds like, between Kuminga and the coach, you know, from his vantage point. And then two, I'm just being me, right? This is what we do, Stani and Goo. I don't kind of believe saying, because I know in the NBA circles, I've known some players, Stani, the thing in the offseason is not you stay at the lab, you work wherever you're at. You know, I can be Carolina, wherever you're from, you're at, or wherever you go. But for coach to kind of say the last 2 years, because the big question mark is why hasn't it happened in 4 years? But if Kuminga was supposed to be in the lab, for your head coach to say you kind of hadn't been around the facility the last two seasons, I just had a question mark there. I don't know if that's good or bad, but if I'm trying to make an impression on my coach, you know, I would think I would want to be at the facility, you know, with some of the coaching staff so I could show that I'm trying. So I could be wrong there, but I thought that was odd. And then also, father's under who cares for me, Stani. I didn't know Kuminga was a dad.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But so that's dynamite.
Yeah. Two girls.
When you said, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. I think from the Warriors' perspective, it's a bad thing.
Wow.
That Kuminga apparently hasn't been around for the last 2 years. Now, should Steve Kerr have said that? I mean, I don't know. Here's the sense I get.
And give it to me.
I think this is very fair, and I want to know what Warrior fans think. This is no longer about what is going on with Kuminga. What's being said about Kuminga. Now I'm starting to think, well, why is so much being said about Kuminga? And I can't help but believe that after 4 years or after this year or after whatever time has passed, that Steve Kerr senses that there's a segment of the fans that think he has really blown it with Jonathan Kuminga. And that's fair, and that's their opinion, and they're entitled to it, and there's probably truth to it. But I think it's obvious that Steve Kerr's now reached the point where he feels like certain fans maybe don't get it. And he's got to give more and more and more detail about what it is that's preventing Jonathan Kuminga from getting more playing time.
Mm.
So I sense a little bit, I don't know if it's frustration, but frustration with the fans who continually ask about this. And that's what I think has gone on this last week. I mean, Steve Kerr had to do an interview this week because he's under contract to do one more with us.
Right.
He did a podcast with Tim Kawakami because he did a podcast with Tim Kawakami. And right now, Kuminga's the biggest subject on the Golden State Warriors because he's the biggest question mark as to who might be here next year and who might not. So I think Steve Kerr is finally at the point where he is acknowledging everything we've speculated on over the years. And you know what I think? I think all the stuff we've been talking about for 3 years, we're right.
Wow.
Because Kerr's saying the same thing. Yeah. He's saying the same things that half the people either believe and half the people don't believe. But I think he's trying to make his case for the way he coached and what his best intentions were.
Yeah, and I'll say this as a fan, Stoney, because you kind of knocked it out the park with, you know, all we want is people to be transparent, right, and be honest. And I got to give Steve Kerr all the credit in the world. With Willard and Dibbs, with TK, he's saying what it is. But as a fan, I'm asking you to walk me through, do you find that I'm off the mark? Because I'm not trying to start something. But do you find it odd that I find it odd that Kuminga last Friday was with the owner and then now the coach is giving us more than we actually want in regard to kind of what's going on? Do you think that's fair that I find could two things be going on at the same time to where Lakers sending the signal to Dub Nation like this guy's not going anywhere? Maybe he was even wronged. I know that could be strong. But then the coach come on and put all his cards out there, and I appreciate it. But I still feel I'm still baffled as I've ever been on which way this is going to go. Because I'm going to say this, Donnie, real quick. Miss me with the training camp. If you got two ball-dominant guys in Stephen Butler, where does Kuminga spreading his wings fit in for Kuminga? Not saying he's not a team player. Kerr knows he's talented. He said it, but it goes back to the FIT where the fit's not there. So why not just not cut your losses? Because I get excited because I hate if Kuminga leaves, but I'm excited about what he will bring back in a sign and trade because I don't think the Warriors would allow him to leave without us getting something back. So I know I'm all over, but can you kind of get like, what was last Friday to you with Kuminga at the Valkyries?
I mean, if you want me to be honest.
Oh, no, all day.
Nothing. I don't think there was anything there. But I could be wrong. Like, that's just me guessing. But I do take into account the whole situation last year with Klay Thompson, where Lacob went golfing with him, and it never came up. I could absolutely see Joe Lacob saying to Jonathan Kuminga, hey, let's go to that Valkyries game tonight. I got a seat. For
but
you
why
next
not
to me.
Moody?
Because
why not
Moody had surgery.
Okay.
And Pods was in the front row.
Okay.
Pods was in the front row dancing.
All right. I'm not trying to reach for, okay, so Kerr said what he said. Stoney, so where are we at? Do you feel any closer to Kuminga coming back and they'll find a way to fit him in? I just feel like in life, man, sometimes you can part ways and it could be the best for both parties.
Well, it can't be the best for the Warriors if he leaves for nothing.
Well, and I don't think that will ever happen.
So this is one of those things where, yeah, I would say if I had a bet right now, I don't think Kuminga will be on the team next year. But I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it because we see that just because you want to do something doesn't mean you're going to be able to do something. And a lot of what the situation is going to come down to with Kuminga is if there's another team or teams that really want him. If there's another team or teams that want him, then I think it's more likely to occur, meaning him being on another team. But he's got to find a partner that thinks enough of him to give him a contract that he's willing to sign, and then it will be up to the Warriors to figure out if there's something out there that they think can make them better outside of Jonathan Kuminga.
Let me read this to you, Stoney. I kind of like it, but I'm not comparing this player that you're about to hear to Kuminga, but the situation, it kind of fits. This is from our guy Hype Flicks on the YouTube chat. It's like Joe Johnson on the Suns. You can see he had talent, but he didn't fit the team as well. So they traded him, and both sides benefited.
Yeah, I think
because Joe went and got Bucket, you know?
I mean, I think there's probably a lot of players who have been in Kuminga's situation. In fact, I'm sure of it, but this is our situation right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you, last thing about Kerr, not last thing, are you surprised that he's being so open?
Not really, because, and I get there's some fatigue about this issue.
Oh, my gosh.
But he continues to get asked about it.
Yeah, right.
And
I hear you.
It's not unusual for a coach after the season ends to do a bunch of media availability, and then you go into hibernation. So I expect not to hear much about Jonathan Kuminga anymore until something actually happens. Energetic signature. Steiny, do you agree with Kerr? Yes, I agree with everything he's assessed about Jonathan Kuminga, but I'm not going to let that spill over into, well, what about how he's used him? Because
that's what really matters.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm not as high on Kuminga as other people.
So if I told you Kuminga's the third best player on the Warriors,
he's not.
The fourth best player,
no.
Who would get that?
Well,
right now, just the fourth best player on the Warriors all around is who to you, Stoddy? Because to me, showed it.
And No, it's not, according to Steve Kerr. That's what
I'm
heard.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, you're talking about all around player. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler are all better than him.
No doubt. That's three.
Pods is a better player than Kuminga right now. He does more. They have more well-rounded players. Now, if you're saying who are the best scorers on this team, I might put Kuminga second ahead of Jimmy Butler. But it's not me. It's Steve Kerr is the one saying that we have two scorers in Steph and Butler. They have the ball all the time. So we've got to have three guys around them that support those two guys. And I feel like Steve Kerr thinks Jonathan Kuminga, I mean, am I going out on a limb to just say what the truth is? And Kerr thinks he's a one-dimensional player.
Right.
He thinks he's a scorer. He thinks he turns the ball over too much. He doesn't think
his two best players do that too.
Well, and that's, you know, and that's where when he says it's not Kuminga's fault, he's right, but that doesn't make it better because what I heard him say is, well, Steph and Draymond turn it over, so we can't have another player who turns it over.
Well, they bring a lot more after that, you know what I mean? But, Steiny, in no world, and I love what Pods has done and means to this team, but as far as a basketball player, and we can still talk about the birth certificate and upside, this not even close with Pods and Kuminga. And
what do you mean?
You and
who's a better all-around player right now?
Well,
I think it's Pods, unfortunately.
But I wouldn't want Pods. I would take Kuminga, even if you're right. No. I would take Kuminga. Kuminga has, listen, you and Willer did this to me. You said, okay, he's a one-dimensional player
Kerr is saying that.
Well, I'm having a conversation with you. Okay, even Kuminga's one dimension is not good enough to get him on the court. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what I'm saying to you and Willard and the likes, oh my gosh, Jonathan Kuminga is a way better defender than Pods when it comes to what athleticism he has and somebody honing it in and getting him better. It's not even close. So that's why I'm picking JK all day, because I'm not about to tell you. I've seen guys go right by Pods and he's giving it his all, but Jonathan Kuminga in the right situation and the right toolage could be dominant defensively.
That's
Ant-Man.
He's not smart enough yet as a defender to be a great defender.
No doubt, but you said yet. So the yet is why.
This is one thing I want to push back on.
The yet is why. The potential,
Stop. I tell you what, we have to stop talking about Jonathan Kuminga like he is a great above-average defender. He is not an above-average defender. He has no concept of team defense.
Okay, who is that on, though? It's not all his fault is
why
all
not?
I'm saying.
It's 4 years. You don't understand how to play team defense in the Warriors system? Why did Pods pick it up in a year and a half?
You know what? If you're right, then there's no question.
what? Then it's been a fail. He shouldn't be back. If you're right, and we got 4 years of data, he shouldn't be back.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it.
No, I understand the idea of this dude possesses something a lot of hoopers don't have. Defensively, why is he not up to speed? I just think that's a fair question.
Right. And go ahead and blame the coaching staff.
No, but I'm then asking.
What's Moody? Has Moody gotten better?
I think so.
Has Pods gotten better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why hasn't Jonathan?
That's the million dollar question.
It's got to be Jonathan if the coaching staff
has been able to. So it's 100% Jonathan.
I'm not saying that. It's never 100% one thing. I'm just trying to interpret what Steve Kerr is trying to get across to the fan base. And clearly one of the things that he's trying to get across to the fan base is Kuminga doesn't do enough for him. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the other question I want to ask, and I started it yesterday. Our big three veterans, have they done their part in this whole thing? Mm. What's been their role in this whole thing? I'm talking about Steph Curry and Draymond Green mostly, and Butler since he got here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.